Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Alex Neil outs himself as secret Great British Bake Off fan and comments on one baker's creme brulee.
Yeah, they were too sloppy.
And Johnny Howson's joy as Vodafone finally offer him an upgrade to his iPhone 4S.
As soon as I heard about getting offered a new deal, is something I wanted to get done.
With more yellow and green than a jealous Simpson character, this is the Little Yellow Bird Podcast. Hello and welcome to the second ever Little Yellow Bird podcast. I am here, my name is John Rogers, and I'm with me is Dan
Brigham.
That's the one. That's your catchphrase. Uh-huh. Just saying your surname. Yeah. Lovely. How are you, Dan?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yourself?
Are you excited?
Generally or
just now. Are you excited right now?
Opposite you, John. So yeah. No, I'm not really.
Okay, fair enough. So we're gonna talk about lots of things tonight. And the first thing we're going to talk about is Home and Away.
Norwich City games, a Carrow Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich, Home and Away, we'll have a say.
Da, da. So, we lost, unfortunately, to Crystal Palace 3-1.
We did, didn't we?
That's poop, isn't it?
It is. It was strange coming back, wasn't it? Because last time we were in the Premier League, Crystal Palace were a pretty awful side.
Yeah.
And now they're pretty decent.
They were quite decent. They had a hell of a lot of pace. They're the sort of team that just play constantly on the counter-attack.
Do you remember that fat kid from Stand By Me, the film?
Nope.
You've not seen Stand By Me?
I've seen Stand By Me.
It's a great film.
It is. I know it is. I knew of it.
A little fat kid in it who was bullied in Stand By Me.
Okay.
And now he's sort of a hunky hulk of a man. Okay. And that's sort of what it was like seeing Crystal Palace game. They turned into a slimline version of what they used to be.
Talking of little fat men, what did you think about... Sorry. It was just the open goal, that was. What did you think of,
what was I thinking
of Norwich's what? Performance overall?
I thought... As we kind of suspected it might be, the midfield was excellent. It controlled the ball, controlled possession. I can't remember who it was.
Viva!
Sorry about that. I'm just like doing some sponsorship halfway through. Do you think it needs to be bigger?
It felt a bit small.
Okay.
Aviva!
I'm going to try and make it a little bit bigger. One minute.
Aviva!
I missed that. Can you play it? Can you do that again?
Aviva! Aviva!
Is that? I think that's big enough. Go on, sorry, you can carry on now. Sorry.
And there's one.
You
one
do know I'm going to do that random point every single time. You're about. And then.
Oh, viva. One Palace player, I can't remember who it was, said the first 20 minutes they were dominated like they were playing a top four side.
Well,
but the thing is, we're already sort of getting patronised after one game. That's what teams say to you when you've just been beaten and you're a little side. But I thought midfield was excellent, defence was very poor. And up front, we missed chances we should have taken. But if it wasn't for the referee, we would have scored two goals.
Who's these chances that were missed?
We don't need to go into the name blame.
I can't remember who it was.
We don't need to blame people. Johnson missed that header, didn't he? Bradley Johnson missed that header.
The second half.
From that great shot from Lewis Grabban, that was well saved. Bounced out to Johnson and he missed the chance.
The thing is about the game, that if we when we were on top and that little move that set up Grabban with that chance that he screwed out from about two more, millimetres out from the goal with an open goal.
Which one? The one that wasn't offside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That football was one of the best pieces of football I've seen at Carrow for a long time. The one-touch passing just flew around. It was just a joy to watch.
That's what a midfield can do, isn't it? But I genuinely think genuinely think that Lewis Graben will come good as well. I mean, Paul Gascoigne missed a similar chance in Euro 96 in the semis, didn't
he? Oh, no, give him a chance. That was way ahead of him, and he didn't even touch it.
But they both hesitated, didn't they? At least Graben got to it.
True.
I think we'll be fine. But overall, you were happy with the performance?
Or? I was extremely happy with the performance. Honestly, yeah. I know we lost 3-1. I thought it was a great game. I really enjoyed it. I mean, there's so much that was talked about a few years ago when we had Houghton, and people weren't happy with what we were doing as a football club and what we were doing at the football type of playing. We went for it, and we should have been 1-0 up before they got... They might equal. I think about a 2-2 would have been a fair result. It really would have.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But our defence is piss poor, though, isn't it?
It wasn't
great.
We've
got the worst defence in the division. Maybe us and Bournemouth probably got the worst back four in the division. I think we need Olsen back.
Watford?
And then at least Robbie Brady can push up.
I don't know enough about Watford. No one knows enough about the teams, really, do they? Because just because someone striker got 2 goals on the open day season doesn't mean he's going to... Go ahead.
Remember Ricky. You know,
exactly.
Obviously.
What a perfect example.
Thank you very much. But I think maybe, so Palace done, and now we've got the other worst team in the division from the opening weekend. Sunderland, who lost 4-2 at Leicester City, and the state of their defence made our team look like John Terry and Cahill at the back, didn't they?
I'm a bit concerned that these early games could be that the six-pointers that you would have in...
If you've just mentioned six-pointers,
we're
5 days into the season.
It could be the 6 points that would be if they were in the last month of the season. We've got to beat Palace at home. We've got to beat Sunderland away.
Oh, a point away is fine, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Take a point away, win your home games, safe. Mm. If you drew every single game, we'd stay up.
Not necessarily.
Do you think we should get every single player on the goal line and take a 0-0?
No, they're not. Imagine getting Wes on the goal line. You just chip it over.
Well, he could be the one that just runs around. He ran the most out of any player on that. I looked at a stat. He was a player that ran the most. Something's crazy, miles or something. 10 miles he ran at that game, apparently.
His legs just fly around, don't
he? Yes, and he's got little legs, so he should count at least time and a half.
Yeah, no, I suppose that's true, yeah. He was good, wasn't he?
Very good. Let's talk about the away game, because this is, after all, home and away.
So away time. Would you stick with the same team?
Yeah, definitely. I really would. We haven't made any signings, so what are we going to do?
I'd Toffolo in for... Toffolo in for Brady. Toffolo. Brady up on the left ahead of Johnson.
That's brave.
Is it?
Yeah.
Brady wasn't great, though.
He wasn't great.
And we've paid £8 million for a winger, and we're playing at fullback. I just think utilise him.
Well, when we got the free kick, first half, must have been the first half, about 80 minutes, about 40 minutes gone. No, it couldn't be. It must have been less than that. It was 0-0 on time. It doesn't matter, does it? No. It was all about time. What is time? Just a concept of your mind. Anyway.
And here's our guest, Stephen Hawking.
I could do a good... I don't know.
No.
I was going to do a good impression.
No.
What was I saying?
But Mark Albrighton. It was dominant down the left for Leicester. Sunderland were awful at right back. I just think Brady could deliver something similar.
Have you been watching other teams? What I was going to say is that the free kick, I went, here we go, sat back in my seat, rubbed my hands together, here we go, £8 million worth of free kick coming up.
Yeah.
And he just dribbled it into the first player. And
It was like Snodgrass has never gone. But, I mean, he comes with a good reputation.
Of course, yeah.
And he comes with a good reputation as a good ball player and who beats players.
And the corner he took was a bit crap.
And let's trust
well.
Harry Toffolo as well at left back until Martin Olsen comes back.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
I think he'll be back sooner than we think, you know.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Mystic jump?
Nope. He said he was running at the end before the first game. And he's running around doing his thing. So I think he'll be... Next couple of games, he might be on the bench.
Maybe. Do you know what this game against Sunderland marks? It doesn't really mark it. Who are the last team we beat in the Premier League?
The last team we beat in the Premier League were...
You know this because I told you earlier. But I'd like to turn into a little...
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know. Tell me.
It's Sunderland.
No.
Yeah, no, it is.
But who are we playing next?
Sunderland.
It's like we've planned this.
It was Tetti's traction engine.
I called it a wallop of a volley.
A wallop of a wally?
A wallop of a volley.
A wally. Or a wallop.
Vollop.
I suppose. Yeah, no, yeah, that was probably the last time we were happy in the Premier League as well.
That was the last
time. Remember that when we walked away, we were hand in hand skipping.
I had to go to a generic DIY store after that. Mm-hmm. And I think,
after sponsorship, John. You can name drop.
Oh, that's
was
a good B&Q? Point.
Like, Aviva!
They don't do hammers and assorted.
B&Q. All right, I've said it. You happy? B&Q. Mm-hmm. Went to B&Q.
B&Q, was it?
Yeah.
B&Q.
Yeah. B&Q, where you can get tools when you want them.
What does B and Q stand for?
B and Q stands for barbecue.
Okay. Okay. So you went there afterwards.
And I was just skipping around that place.
So
picking
happy.
Up terracotta pots like there was no tomorrow. I was
chucking them in the air.
Yeah.
Shooting drill bits at them. So happy. Never going to go back there again.
Nope.
Yeah, no, it was a lovely moment. But we haven't 509 days. We're recording this on a Thursday. It's been 509 days since we last won in the Premier League.
Was it?
500.
That was 509 days away.
500. And so on Saturday, 511. And do you know what's happened in that time? I'm going to tell you.
You're giggling to yourself now.
179,670,000 people have been born in that time since we last won in the Premier League. I started off by doing deaths in that time, which says a lot about me, I think.
It does,
but I've
it?
Changed that to birth because it's all happy.
And does that include the two prince and the princess?
Prince was born before that, wasn't he?
We don't know.
I have no idea.
We have no clue.
No idea.
We don't give a...
I don't really... Do you know how many Premier League managers have there been since we last won?
42.
Oh, no, 39.
Oh, it's quite... Oh, it's not bad, was it?
Oh, yeah, but it's disappointing you went higher than...
Yeah, I mean...
38 if you don't include Ryan Giggs, who was only interim manager, obviously. There's a lot of bad shit happened,
I don't include Ryan Giggs in anything, to be honest.
A lot of bad shit, isn't it?
Bad
the
shit.
The rise of ISIS. UKIP and the Tories. But also... also the rise of Norwich City, though, which obviously...
We're never going to get bloody B&Q or...
Aviva!
Sponsoring us now, are we?
We sent a lamb chop into space in that time. Lamb chop?
What, the puppet? lamb chop?
No. Robot landed on a comet.
On comet, the store?
Yep, someone raised $55,000 for a potato salad on Kickstarter in the time we last won in the Premier League.
Well, if fucking a potato can get money, we can.
And do you remember this? What, a student got stuck in a statue of a vagina?
Yes,
in Germany. Do
I do that. Yeah.
I mean, all of this has happened since Alex Tetti volleyed
John Tetti
volleyed in that goal against Sunderland. All that's happened.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
So, what's going to happen in the next 510 days? Find out next week on.
Are you confident? Win what, or draw
in
general
or loss? Or against the game?
You're not a confident man.
I'm not
you're
a confident
very anxious
man. I can't look people in the eye.
No, I noticed. I've got my back to you.
Right? Oh, yeah. That's just your weird face.
So win or lose draw?
I'm going to take a draw. It's going to be 1-1.
Uh-huh.
And Cameron Jerome is going to get a last minute.
Fuck off. It's going to be 2-1 to us and Grabban's going to score both of them.
Seriously, what do you think the score's going
to
be?
Yeah, 2-1 to Norwich.
Yeah.
Because Sunderland are a state at the moment.
Well, they're trying to sign two players, aren't they?
Are they?
From
tell us
one from Liverpool, one from Man United. Have a guess who they are.
Schweinsteiger.
Nope.
Okay.
One begins with B.
Wilson from
nope.
United.
No. Nope. One begins with B from Liverpool. Striker.
Berini, so they're trying to get him back.
Yeah, okay. And also they're trying to get a winger from Man United.
Well...
Begins with
Jimmy Jamjar.
Yeah, begins with J, but you don't actually say the J.
Yeah, Jimmy Jamjar.
Yeah, he's coming.
Whatever they called him a match of the day that time.
Apparently that's subtitles. I read that.
Well, that'd be excellent. But well, they've just lost Adam Johnson as well, wouldn't? Haven't they?
I think we've all lost Adam Johnson.
But they won't be there in time for Saturday. It's unlikely. With apologies if anyone's listened to this after they've just both been signed.
Yeah.
But no, I'm fairly confident, and I'm confident in Lewis Grabban. I think 2-1.
2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there we go. That's home and away then. I sorted everything out.
Let's move on
to a new feature. And we've got a chap we want to introduce to you. Do you want to introduce this or shall I? He's a Norwich fan.
He is a Norwich fan.
He's a big... He's a Norwich fan.
We both talk to him over the water coolers sometimes about Norwich.
And his name is Casual Jack.
Casual Jack. He didn't know that Robbie Brady could play left back. Casual Jack. He doesn't know the difference between defence and attack.
So you're looking forward to the old season starting?
It starts Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday just gone. It's a bit early, isn't it? But it's August. Everything starts early these days, isn't it? You know, they get those back to school signs up when the schools break up. And they got Christmas trees in Asda. I mean, that is bloody ridiculous. Anyway, so what have I missed so far?
Palace 1-3-1.
Well, 3-1, that's not bad. Yeah, I mean, they're a decent side. So what's next? Onwards and upwards.
Yeah. Next game.
So we'll be pretty ready for top Sunderland. Sunderland, yeah. Should be a good one, that. I might watch it. Yeah. When's that on?
It's on Saturday.
Maybe. Saturday. Bugger. That's really not going to work for me this week. I've got to clean that shed. Okay. Predictions for the game, score, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
No. Mm. I mean, we'll probably win. Yeah. Or they might win.
Yeah.
Or we could draw. Definitely one of those ones.
There we go. That was Casual Jack. More from Casual Jack next week. So what should we do next?
Well, we've been asking people.
We have. We don't have a jingle for this. Shall I do a live jingle for this?
Beatbox? No, can we just no, we just get on with it. And
so postbag.
On our Twitter, which is at the...
At something or other.
At, it's at the LYBP.
Is it?
Yeah, at the LYBP. That's on our Twitter. We've been asking people to get in touch about their the biggest personal character, either idiotic or nice, they've ever sat next to.
Yeah.
At a football match. And they've responded in their droves, haven't they? Absolute droves.
You say droves. If
did we reach double figures?
No.
No, we didn't reach double figures.
But it's a start, isn't it? Mm. Hitler only started with a couple of people.
You've mentioned Hitler.
Yeah.
All right, then. He started with millions, to be fair, though, didn't he? But, yeah, no. So, I mean, it was, yeah, it was just something to get people involved.
Yep.
And we, you know, like to hear good stories. We didn't get any good stories.
Have you got any good stories? Was that just a too difficult question, do you think?
Yeah. So who did we get, John?
Okay, we got someone from Jimmy Fringe here. That's Mr. Jimmy, Holden, at Jimmy Holden.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he once sat next to the Safestyle Windows bloke at Burnley. He got tickets from his mate Peter Thorne.
Who's?
I say, you buy one, you get one free. You buy one, you get one him.
Oh, right.
Which is the creepiest man in the world. And he was at Carrow Road, I think.
Don't call him creepy. We're on sponsorship.
Oh,
remember?
Shit, yeah. He was creepy, though. I'm not getting sponsored by bloody Freestyle Windows, whatever they're fucking called.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't know that advert?
No.
You don't.
I buy one.
You get one free. I said, you buy one. I thought, was that Windows?
No, not seen that. No.
Okay. That was one thing we got. Have you got any others?
No. No, I can't. No. Well,
what? You struggling?
No, I just can't get it up.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll talk about the tweets at the moment. But at the moment, James Rushmore, which is Rushmore 99,
yep,
said there was some bellend who's 6'5" plus and stands in my way for the first 20 minutes. Hashtag interesting.
Oh, right. 6'5" bellend.
6'5" bellend.
That's going to get its own Channel 5 documentary, isn't it?
I don't like that joke. You told me earlier. I didn't like it then. I didn't like it now.
I knew you were going to do that. That was a good joke.
It was a very good joke.
Yeah.
I've been on that Channel 5.
Have you?
Oh, never again. Well, but come on. You must be finding something else.
That
we're such desperately poking at our phones trying to find information. So I'll tell you my story then. There used to be a chap right in front of me. This was in 92-93 when I had my first ever season ticket, and he called every single player by their first name. So they had Rob Newman, Chris Sutton. He goes, come on, Robert! Come on, Robert! Christopher, pass the ball to Robert! I mean, who would call...
So it wasn't even first name, it was
full name. Who would call him Christopher Sutton? No one did. And he was like, Robert, come on, Robert! You can do it, Robert! Shut up!
Did he call you Jonathan?
Nope, didn't know me.
Did you not introduce yourself to
him? I called him the vicar because he looked like a vicar. He had like a beard. He was always very similar. He looked like kind of Ned Flanders with a beard.
Okay, or the vicar from Dad's Army, who is the sort of archetypal dad.
Yeah, no, not that. More like village. I'm a hip vicar.
Okay, like Broadchurch one then.
No, he was old. Sexy he was vicar. Older, not a sexy vicar. More like a
not the kind of sexy vicars that you used
like
to
Ned
hang
Flanders
out with
a beard. That okay. Kind of like
he has got a beard, Ned Flanders.
No, he's got a moustache. He ain't got a beard.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
As if you don't know Simpson characters' facial hair. What's wrong with you?
I haven't watched Simpsons for a while. Although there is a metal band, isn't there?
People are going to be really angry because we haven't...
up as Ned Flanders.
Oh, yeah, I saw that today.
Yeah.
Did you send that to me or did you just...
I think I sent it to you.
What else did we... There must be some other ones we had.
Yeah, we did ask people kindly to hashtag them, but they haven't, have they?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I found another one.
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't got another one.
This is going well.
It isn't it? Here we go.
You can edit this bit.
Oh, wait. Okay. A woman. This is from Beach. Which Beach is Andrew at the... So it could be Andrew at the beach. I don't know. This is a woman at Watford away last season who moaned the whole time.
Oh.
Even when we were 3-0 up.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
So I don't like the fact he specified it's a woman, to be fair.
Why?
Well, it doesn't matter, does it?
Well, it does matter. Women matter, mate, all right?
I mean,
you have time to get used to it. Women matter.
We've had a lot of... on Canary Corps, the prime example, mm-hmm. and I love Canary Corps, my favourite was...
Does.
I can't remember when it was. We'd beaten someone 3 or 4-0
yep.
at the tail end of last season.
Millwall.
No, that was at Christmas, wasn't it? Oh, you mean away? It might have been. Yep. And someone came on Canary Corps and moaned that we didn't play 2 up front. We'd just scored 3 or 4 goals, one easily. We'd been scoring, there was no end to our goals under Alex Neil. And someone said, oh, why is Alex Neil playing only 1 up front? Why aren't you playing 2 up front?
There was something similar at the end of the last game, Fulham, when we won. And someone mentioned, oh, you're looking forward to going to Wembley? Yeah, I hope we don't go up then. I won't go Wembley and lose. And I was like, earwigging these people going, you're joking. Oh, there's no point in playing these Premiership sides. All you do is get beaten.
By the way.
I thought, what a waste. Why would you want to improve in life? We're just live in a hole and die quickly.
Bloody hell.
So
this is our listenership.
So mum never came again. So
do you remember last week you asked the last time we conceded 2 goals?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the last game of last season against Fulham, by the way. We forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
No,
we didn't know
that
what we're doing. Yeah, but that was a hat-trick for Paddy Johnson, doesn't care.
Was it a hat-trick? Mm-hmm. Wasn't one an own goal in the end?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, right, fine.
A dirty hat trick. Okay. I think that's what it's called.
Next week, or whenever we do this, if we do this, mm-hmm. I suppose podcast post bag's probably going to be a bit more successful.
Hopefully. If it isn't, we're going
to... Though we are reliant on people who listen to
exactly.
us.
Exactly. Or you just make it up, like I did the last 3.
Yeah, so yeah, just get in touch with us on Twitter.
Please do.
Yeah.
We want someone to talk to us.
We've only got 250 followers.
Here we go then. Bang. What's this? Dan versus John. Who cares? I fucking care. Do you know why?
I like that one, by the way.
What?
That's good.
You like
jingle.
That? Yeah? Yeah. Super. So you don't know what's going to happen, but
no.
I do.
So last week, though,
yeah,
I asked you a question and you, by default, got the answers.
Oh,
the three
yeah.
teams that were relegated in 92-93.
Okay.
And so you're 1-0 up.
1-0 up.
Yeah.
I have one. So basically, you've got 2 chances now to win 1 point.
Okay.
I'm going to play you a clip.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to play you a clip, Dan, of
right.
a young man called Johnny Howson. And during Johnny Howson's interviews, he says a certain word. And that word is...
Uh-huh.
Now, you've got to guess how many ers in 24 seconds that Johnny is going to say.
Ooh.
How many ers?
24 seconds.
You've got 2 chances. You've got 2 clips. One's 24 seconds. One's 21 seconds. You can give me 1 answer.
Okay.
And then see if you're
24
right.
Seconds.
Okay, 24 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to go for 13.
13 times. Ers. Are you ready for this then?
Go for it.
Here we go. Count them.
I think we started the game very well. I think we possibly needed to get a goal whilst we were on top, but that's what happens at this level. You know, when you come up against good sides, they get one chance to put it away, and it's possibly against runner play. But as I mentioned before, that's what happens at this level. Hopefully, we'll learn from that and move on to next Saturday now.
Eight.
Oh.
You're a bit far out, weren't you?
Yeah, I don't get a point for that, do I?
You don't get a point for you. You have got another go, though.
Is there any point playing it?
Of course there is.
It's shorter. Go on then. Go on then.
21 seconds. So what are you going to go for?
Oh, I get to guess again.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh, you might be a bit Machiavellian.
It might be more. He might be less. Who knows? It might be exactly
it's
the same.
Tough. Poor old Johnny House always gets pulled out of the to do the press when we've lost, doesn't he?
He does. Do you know why?
Because he doesn't say anything.
Because he sounds so sad. You think, oh.
Yeah, it sort of diffuses it, the anger, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, fuck it. Oh, look at how sad he looks.
It's like a little duck that can't swim.
He likes fishing, doesn't he, Johnny Howson?
He loves fishing.
And always, when I ever see a fisherman, I think, I wonder if that's Johnny Howson.
It's never Johnny Howson.
Ball fat and with a beard. That's not Johnny Howson.
Nope. So I'm going to go for this time.
21 seconds.
I'm going to go for 9.
21 seconds?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
It's 21 seconds, so it's less time.
Yeah, I get this.
And it's more as?
Yeah, no, I went for 13 last time, but I know.
Yeah, but there was 8.
Yeah, I'm going to go for 9. You're trying to.
All right.
Okay.
I'm trying to help you here.
But it's naught, isn't it?
Yeah. Just added it all out.
Just play it.
Here we go. You've gone for 9.
Yeah, but, you know, it's probably just natural instincts from camp. And as you say, terrific finish. You know, but want to be. As I say, we can't affect that result now. There's certainly some positives to take, and hopefully we'll take them forward into next Saturday's game.
Oh, that's so shit close. Oh. 7. I tried to warn you.
You did try to warn me.
You could have gone one less. You think about it. The Johnny Howson to second ratio, you know, is 1 every 3 seconds.
Would I have got it if I'd been within 1?
No.
I feel like I shouldn't have given you the point last week then.
Why? You got it
right. You got them by default.
Yeah, but you weren't. I tried to help you.
You kept getting the wrong team with the clues. Who just happened to be relegated as well.
I was thinking, that's how my brain goes. I'm always one head of question. So I mind read your question, answer that one, then go back.
You put a lot of effort into that.
I put so much effort into that. You have no idea.
You must be so pleased I didn't get the point.
That's why I slept so well last night. There we go.
Okay, so 1-0 was John still then.
1-0. Oh. It's like,
how does it feel?
It feels so good, because I feel like Jerome and you're Graven, and this it's great. So what else have we got to do then? We didn't mention it.
Go on then.
We didn't
tee it up earlier, did we?
Oh, we should have.
The big
interview again. Oh. We tried last week. It didn't come off, so we're going to try again this week.
He's finished his.
He's done his marathon.
Yeah, 7.
Yeah, if you want to call it that.
Shades of Grey marathon.
Yeah.
Is it 7? I've forgotten.
I don't know.
40?
40 what? Anyway, here we go. So this is
Jake again.
Yeah, okay.
You've got your question prepared though, haven't you?
Yeah.
So he's kindly agreed, Jake Humphrey has, to allow us one question.
Oh, shit. Ring. Still ringing.
You got your question ready, eh?
I got my question ready.
You're nervous. I'm sweating.
Ah, Jake! I can't believe this. We're big fans. Thank you so much for doing this. It's really, 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 really kind of you. There's so many things we want to ask you. Obviously, you started off at Blue Peter. You're a Norwich City legend. We love all the stuff you've done for supporting Norfolk and Norwich and everything, and you know,
it keeps coming back as well to Norfolk, doesn't it?
I love
keep
it
coming back.
Yeah, thank you for that. I just wanted to ask one quick question. Here's one of the questions I've always wanted to ask, and there's the one question. Could you tell us what was it like filming that BT Premier League ad? Oh, fuck. Shit.
Oh,
fuck. Stop.
He's still there. Give him a call.
We'll do it next week.
He'll call back. Just wait for him to call back.
We'll carry on. We'll do it next week.
Okay.
We've run out of time. What is the time? We definitely run out of time. What is the time? So there we go. That's the end of tonight's podcast.
It's about time, probably, isn't
it? It's probably about time. I'm getting bored. You're getting bored.
Everyone's getting bored.
Exactly.
But it's been fun, though, hasn't it?
It's always been fun talking to you, Dan. Dan.
Brick.
That's your catchphrase.
Yeah, John.
I love that.
John Rogers.
No, it doesn't. I can tell you my name. You just have to say Brigham.
Brigham.
So we're going to end tonight's podcast with...
Do you know, I was once asked if I was related to Brigham Young, for the Mormon founder. People didn't understand the concept of first name, surname.
Who was that?
It was a kid from primary school. No, high school. Long Stratton High School.
You know what that is then, don't you?
Top of the day. Top of the day.
What's happened there? Explain that. What's that supposed to be?
Wait, it's going to play.
Okay.
It's it's completely broken now. I can't even get anything. Wait, we just press the button again.
This is a spectacular fight finale. Robert Day? Who's Robert Day?
Robert Day.
Robert Day.
Right, that's a lot. People don't like it when we look. It should be Knob of the Day, shouldn't it? And it's come out as Rub of the Day, Robert Day, Robert Dingy. Yeah, that's not quite worked. Should we move on to the last item?
Wait, that might be broken as well.
Oh.
But it won't be broken because we know we're professionals and we know what we're doing.
It'll be fine.
So, do you want to finish off the podcast today?
Yeah, we should look at the week ahead, I suppose, shouldn't we?
We should.
We should do it with will happen, won't happen.
Well,
Sunderland player boots Cameron Jerome in the face while scoring last-minute overhead kick winner.
Won't.
Alex Neil publicly shames medical staff for rushing onto the field after Bradley Johnson tweaks his top knot.
Well,
Neil Adams finally works out exactly what his made-up title of loans manager actually means.
Won't.
David McNally refuses to change Neil Adams' job title to the Lone Ranger despite repeated requests.
So there we have it. That was the Little Yellow Bird podcast, episode 2. It's wonderful. It's been fun. Thank you very, very much for listening, everyone. Please stick with us. We're going to move forward like a soaring bird.
Thanks to Jake Humphrey and Robert Day especially.
Definitely. And remember, if you want a sponsorship, us...
Aviva!
Thank you very much. Goodbye!
Aviva! Knob of the Day.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at oseamalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.